It's 8:37, and it sounds like left leg and garbage pit have both gone on their morning break. At one point, garbage pit came within, oh, I'd say 200 yards of me. He was out scouting around for hens, I guess. That's why I had to move. I'm in the tree line between vine and walnut here, right at the turnoff to Virginia. And what I had to do was slip down the back side and move to a little bit heavier cover so the garbage pit wouldn't see me. One thing I gotta make for myself is a stand for this mic so I can poke it in the ground and stick it somewhere. Right now, if I have to put it down for any reason, I have to lay it down on the ground. Like the show's over. Now, here's an interesting question for you. If you're out hunting with your trusty voice recorder and you come to a barbed wire fence, do you have to turn off the voice recorder and slip it under the fence? I'll leave you to ponder that one. Good thing I skedaddled. I'm looking here. I'm seeing now garbage pit got within about 60 yards of me. But for the most part, he was down in a fold. That's why I didn't hear him gobble as much. But he'd move considerably closer. That's why, it's funny, he looked huge in the glasses. hunting the garbage pit bandit. Oh, let's see. 2006, yeah. So, 6 years. No, I don't think it's the same gobbler. But I gotta say, you know, you're on a place for 10 years. And, you see the same places have the same kind of gobbler year after year. And it makes you wonder. I mean, it's like dad passing it down to the kid. It's the terrain. The terrain evokes a certain behavior in a gobbler. I think you get a certain kind of gobbler that likes to strut, and he finds the right strut zone. He'll be in it for a few years, and then sooner or later, a gobbler with a similar persuasion will come by. I don't know if they're genetic linkages there, but you know, I've, of course, you all know about my search for Mr. Natural. I finally got his son, grandson, whatever. Garbage pit, I have not been able to get so far. And the reason is he's so well protected. This year, I'm going to put up a special blind in a blackberry patch. And it's right out in front of where he likes to strut. I'm looking at it right now. If I had been there this morning with a shotgun, it would have been an easy chip shot for me. Of course, this is, what, almost a month before season. The weather has been exceedingly warm. Pies in the 70s, we had big thunderstorm last night. I'm just passing the place we call Fountain Square. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful out this morning. Walking in the old road, we call it Vine Street. And I'm looking out towards Foldy Towers, which took a big hit in the tornado. Knocked off about a quarter of the barn. It's 150 years old. I'm not going to repair it. It's a shame. I had a guy come in a few years ago, and I wanted his opinion on restoring it, and guy comes out and he goes, well, I get a bulldozer and move it out into the center of the pasture for you, torch it. I said, he said, no way. So there it stands. I got one over on the next ridge in the similar condition. It blew down in 2003. And then the second barn, place we call Broken Corners, you can see that too right now. And it's kind of the worst for wear. It's that one I'll be very sad to see go, because that was the center of Mr. Natural's activities. There's a spot in the barn where the hens on that side of the farm like to come over and dust just inside the door. And I've been in there staked out hunting and had hens come right up on my backside. I mean, close enough to peck at my hat. Been there for a long time. The other thing that's going on is we got ground fog down there in Pity Creek, and it's trying to work its way up Hoot and Holler. I'm looking end on into Hoot and Holler. And it's something I hadn't noticed before. But if you stand here right at this big oak tree, you can see all the way down. Now the fog, it's coming up. And wisps of it are, oh, they're about 50, 60 feet lower than me, but when they get up to a certain altitude, all of a sudden the wind picks them up, and those wisps of fog just roll out into the field and blow away. Gorgeous sight this morning. Got the big tree, big old box elder. When you look out this way, it's the first thing that catches your eye from the house. Angus is almost 14 years old. And I can remember the first time he agreed to take a hike all by himself out to the big tree and back. That was a major watershed in his life. Let's see. It'll be about 4 or 5 years from now before granddaughter makes that walk for herself. Oh, that'll be something. Of course, you gotta send them out with a compass and a whistle and a walkie-talkie. Well, around here we use walkie-talkie. Gotta get them started right. Oh, well. Oh, I see the tobacco barn needs some patching. Oh my goodness. There are enough mushrooms growing on top of this hay bale. If they're what I suspect they are, they could send an entire army to the moon. Oh my gosh, look at those. I don't trust myself to say for sure, but they look magical. Ah, here we are back. Take care, have fun. Drop by come season.